Hello.
Hello, my name is Xandra with customer support. I was trying to reach Mr. I just was on the phone with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I didn't want to really rush and overtalk you, but I did check with my supervisor. He's going to allow me to give you the refund that you were inquiring about. I couldn't deviate from the company's policies, but he can.
That's fine, ma'am.
Okay.
But my point is, you just overdrew my bank account, ma'am. Now I'm going to get hit with a $37 fee.
So there's the only thing we can do is reverse the charge because you did authorize these charges originally. Apparently, you didn't see the terms and conditions.
No, ma'am, I did not authorize these charges originally. You hid it in the fine print, and that's illegal now. It's absolutely illegal. I'm a lawyer, ma'am.
That's fine. I don't care, sir, if you're a lawyer or not, but I do see the terms and conditions here, and that's all we can see on our end. So that's all we can go by.
And you're absolutely right, ma'am. I can't thank you enough for your time today. Okay? I'm not disputing, and I'm not upset with you. I'm upset with the way this has been handled by the company itself, not by you. You're a third billing party. I understand that.
Okay, and we're moving forward to resolve your issue. We are issuing the refund, so I'm not sure what your bank can do regarding the fees that you've incurred, but the only thing we can do is refund the charges that you've incurred on this account.
You've done an absolute wonderful job today, and I truly mean that.
Okay, I appreciate that. So you're going to get an email. We have your email on file of olpipecover55@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you'll see the refund request. Go to your email, and of course, the card will be credited in 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you so much for your time today, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
You have a good day. Bye.
You too.